Welcome to Module 8 of this MVA course on how to automate workloads using System Center Orchestrator. In this module, we're going to be taking a look at automation with SharePoint. I'm Simon Perriman, Vice President at Five9 Software, and I'm joined again by Gordon McKenna, who's a CEO at Infromon and also an MVP. Well, let's get started. Let's dive right into it, Gordon. What are we going to be covering in this module?
Thanks, Simon. So we're going to be looking at the SharePoint integration pack for Orchestrator. I'm going to give you a brief overview. We're going to look at registration and deployment scenarios. We're going to talk a little bit around the connection configuration that's required. We're then going to look at some of the activities in there. I'm going to give you a really quick demo where we're going to kind of interact with SharePoint in a couple of different ways. We're then going to talk about best practices. And finally, I'm going to talk about where you can actually go out and get the information to be able to download the integration pack from. So let's get going. So the SharePoint integration pack contains a number of activities that are useful in day-to-day administration tasks that you might carry out with SharePoint. These include creating SharePoint lists, a common thing that people might do. That could be, for example, another product that you've got where somebody's putting in information and you need to do some kind of service request fulfillment. That could go and create that as a list so somebody can read that list and carry out an activity. It could be deleting attachments, deleting list items, updating list items, monitoring list items, and even downloading attachments from SharePoint. So registering and deploying, again, fairly simple. You pull up the deployment manager on your Orchestrate server where you've got the deployment manager deployed. You register the integration pack with the Orchestrate management server. You deploy the integration pack to the specified runbook servers and runbook designers. And then you confirm within the wizard that you run that the integration pack has been registered and successfully deployed. So connection configuration, from the options menu in the runbook designer, we click on Microsoft SharePoint. And we add a new connection and we specify the name for the connection. We select SharePoint configuration type in the type box. And then we've got a number of properties that we need to enter. The SharePoint site, first and foremost. So this is the public URL, username and domain to be able to connect to that, and a password. And we specify whether or not it's SharePoint Online. So if we're using Office 365 or SharePoint Online, we can specify yes in there. We've then got a default monitor interval. So how often are we going to go up and check that site if we're looking for list items or attachments? And then the default maximum items that we would view in that period of time. So multiple connections can be created for different security permissions. You've got a number of different SharePoint sites, as is typical in an organization. With different types of permissions, we can create multiple different connections for each of those sites. So let's take a look at the activities. These include things like create a list item and delete an attachment, delete a list item, download an attachment, download a document, get attachments, or get documents from a site, just to give you an example. So let's get on and have a little demo.
One of the questions that I get asked a lot is around actually managing the runbooks themselves. If I go build them in a test environment, how do I actually go move them to production? Well, the runbook files themselves, you can actually export them and import them into different systems, which allows you to move them around. And when you do that, you can do that with an individual runbook, folder that has multiple runbooks in, or even go anywhere through that navigation tree and save a collection of folders, which could include multiple runbooks. Now, when you actually save it, it gets stored as a .ois file. It sounds proprietary, but it's actually just an extension that we can use. And under the covers, all it is a regular XML file. So you do have the ability to go and edit it with a regular XML editor. So that's just a quick tip about some flexibility, some things you can do with managing your runbooks. And I think we're ready for the demo now. So over to you, Gordon.
Thanks, Simon. So obviously we're looking at SharePoint today. And you can see I've got my Contoso SharePoint site. And if I go to the documents section, I've got a simple text document that I've put in there. And actually what I'm going to attempt to do with my runbook is basically get that document and then download it to my local drive, yeah? So if I double click on the get documents, you can see in there that I'm connecting to that particular SharePoint site. I'm looking in my document library for a folder called documents. And once that's successful, and I've found that folder, I'm going to go to the document library. I'm going to get the ID from the get documents that we did specify. That'll give me the GUID ID. And then I'm going to create the destination folder on my local drive. And then if the file already exists, I'm going to overwrite it, you know, because I want the latest version of this. And this might be a, you know, collaboration doc maybe that I'm working on, and, you know, I just want to grab and pull down, or, you know, I could even attach to an email once I pulled it down, or put it in an FTP server or file share. So I'm actually just going to go to my beloved friend, the Runbook Tester, and I'm just going to basically, in fact, let me just highlight up my option there, and I'm going to basically run my Runbook from the Runbook Tester. So I'm just going to click on run there, and you can actually see my activity ID, which is me actually connecting to SharePoint. I show my details in there, you can see my connection string. And then finally what I've done is I've downloaded the document to my local directory. And if I kind of go into my local disk here and I just do a quick refresh of the view, and let me do that from there. And you can see there's the SharePoint document, that, the SharePoint download document that I've just downloaded from my site. Yeah. So that's to prove that download goes. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually take that other document that you just saw in the folder, and I'm going to upload it to my SharePoint site just to show the interaction going the other way. So I'm going to check that out. I'm going to run that then in my Runbook Tester. So you can see my activity ID, and you can see me connecting in there. And you can see that I've simply uploaded that. And again, if I go back to my SharePoint site on here, you should see that I've got a new document. There we are.
Very nice.
A few seconds ago, yeah.
Very nice. All right, well, that was a great demo. Now, any new best practices?
So we've got a couple of standard ones here. So, you know, make sure you use multiple connections for different security permissions. If you've got different sites, set them up separately. You know, it might well be that you have different sites set up on the same SharePoint server. Make sure you have a different connection so you're able to log in successfully. Sure, credentials specified in the connection are appropriate. Test your runbooks with a runbook tester, as I demonstrated just there. And make sure you add error handling activities to capture those error logs as well, very important. And finally, you know, where can I go and get this? Well, I can do a Bing search, and I'll come to the following URL. Well, I believe there's a new place that we can go and get information on integration packs, both Microsoft and non-Microsoft now.
That's right. If you go to scorchcenter.com/ip-list, there is a complete list of every integration pack that exists. So kind of a great source to get that centralized view of what's available for you. Now, with that, that is going to conclude our module on automating SharePoint. Join us in the next module as we take a look at automation using System Center Virtual Machine Manager.